I believe that I left at noon. Was that right around noon or close to noon that you
could
were
have been, I forget.
And I think I left at noon then and went back up there, and we finished taking in that 180 bales, I believe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But the other field, well, we didn't have a bit of trouble. We didn't have to shake it. One next to the house. Didn't have to shake it up. All I did is rake it, and George, he come in at noon. He got off at noon that day, 12 o'clock. And he came in at noon, and I was already raking, in other words, when he came
now,
in.
Now, was that Pandora?
No, that's Coastal.
Coastal. Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to put up here, he said.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But that would make you the one that make that good Pandora up there, as good as that land is. But people don't like it because it seems like the chance bugs and cold weather bother it a little bit. But far as the hay, I'd rather have it personally than I had the Coastal.
Oh, yeah.
For
had
the cattle, mm-hmm. Yes. But it's good hay. Both of them are good hay. But I'm planting a cross. The cross between the Coastal and the Pandora.
A cross.
A cross, yeah. Just like crossing cattle, you know, uh-huh. Let them cross the grass. Simple reason, that university, you know, they got a plot over on it. It looks like it's it. And the lightning board doesn't cut it, in other words, what to, you know, and save the hay off of it, and they planted it last year. And he said it's beautiful. And he says that they done checked it, you know, Neutral Valley, you know how it is, the university, that's their plan, in other words. They'll get a handful of different kind of grass and go and check it.
Uh-huh.
Up there and see what the Neutral Valley is at the university. And I said, that's what I'm going to get in front of that girl's house over there, where that piece of land of mine is. They want to buy that piece of land. She told me the other day. Ernest, no, he didn't tell me. Ernest said he did. Said it, they sure want it. They'd give me $550 an acre for it.
$550 an acre? You'd be rich, Evan.
For 30 acres?
No, it was only 10. 11, 11 acres. But only 10 inside. But the deed, the taxes, I've been, it's separate from the home place. I have to pay taxes on 11 acres. About $30 a year. Too much, but you can't raise corn on it, and I can't make no money, and I'm going to try to put it in grass, and I can, you know, if I'm satisfied I'm getting $400 or $500 of hay off of it a year, then still rent it to her. She rents it after I get through corn, you know, give me $50 to $75 or $100, you know, to eat the shucks, you know, the beggar weeds and the stuff out of it, and that's gone. Well, then she gets in there and mows it with a mower, you know, like mine on a bush hog, and chews it up. Then she cut it with a harrow. They got a diesel tractor. They cut it with the hair, and they put it in one of rye, I believe what she had in there. Yeah, one of rye. Florida black rye, I believe. A gator, one of the two. And
okay.
She fertilized it, and it made a pasture. She had 100 head of cattle on that room at 10 acres, and they couldn't keep up with it, she told me. I said, I thought that wasn't something. But it's a good piece of land, just like on top of the hill. It was made some stuff. It opens up. I said, that's the darnest dry patch he ever seen in his life. But she'd fertilize it, of course, in other words.
And that's your 11 acres?
Yes, ma'am. But it's joined them, you know.
$550 an acre.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good price.
Yeah, it's a good price. It's more than I paid the air for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I paid the air at $175, I believe, for it. $175 an acre. But
yeah.
At the time, when I bought it, you know, 6 years ago, I had a market value on land.
Yeah, things have changed my fact.
And the home place, now, I would have paid $150, because me being the child, well, I was going to get the old house, you know, because I was, baby boy, and I lived in there, and I had all of my belongings in there, and I put all the outbuildings in there. In fact, with all of them said, they should have given it to me, but I didn't want to, you know, to splurge on or nothing.
Now, you haven't changed the house much inside, have you?
Haven't changed any. Need to tear it down.
I want to see that house. it's like it was.
Yeah.
With all your...
But you can't get nobody. I used to get a doctor to come, you know, once a month, you know, and kind of sweep it and clean it out, but it's a mess except to...
It's got all your...
All the furniture in there, except what stuff they got. They've taken a lot of antiques off the mantelpiece.
Taking the best part.
They're taking the best part, yes. And the kitchen, well, they got a lot of that stuff. They'll find an adventure, and they probably get the rest of it. Somebody said, why don't you keep it locked? I said, locked won't keep them out.
Everett, let me tell you.
It just keeps you. If you guys open while they take somebody home, nobody come in this house in. In other words, you got the back door open, you know, where they see in. As quick as it would if you had a padlock on that big as your head.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's when they come around and see about your window, see what kind of stick you had in the window, how easy it would be to pry that screen off and see what kind of hook you had on the pane. And if they couldn't get in that way, you know, they'd cut the screen out and take a end of the crowbar what they had and break the window and climb through in and open it where they want to, you see.
If you didn't live right there next to your brother, you wouldn't have anything left.
That's about right. Well, like to say, a lot of people come up there sometime and just look around. Like you seen, help me with that junk. Pick up all that junk, and a lot of it, you know, valuable. They get what they wanted to, you see. They don't know.
That's right.
Well, Ernie's telling me about that sprayer. So you said you paid $16 or $18 for that sprayer, and just setting it up in the back end of that truck for somebody right up in there to see it. They just go there and pick it up by the handle and put it in the car.
That's right.
I said, well, that's right, too. Just like riding up in and seeing, you know, nobody here, go there and take the spare tire off the automobile.
Yeah.
Or take a battery out or something, though, like did that man right there in town. Now, in the houses, you know, one right behind the other. Now, my brother is lucky, like the one in Tampa. He has got an extra lot with the pecan trees. Don't keep it long. He's got the sun over screen grass. And did have a nice Satsuma tree there, you know. Had them luscious Satsuma like that.
Yeah.
Until the last cold spell wind them up. He showed it to me the other day. But he got a good crop of them Stewart and Mahon pecan trees. He got two of them in that lot. But across the street by the houses, you know, no vacant lots. All, you know, here and yon, you know, with 50 by 100, you know. And there's a house in every one of them. The people living in every one. Ain't none of them vacant. And the, right next to them was a lady at the neighbor, you know, and they cut one of watermelon. And the sister-in-law said, Claire, I don't know. It says, will it keep that in the air conditioner? I said, no, I think it's a sour. And it was a beauty, too. It just happened, you know, she cut one I gave her with a good watermelon. Of course, they all cut pretty good this year. And she said, well, I said, give it to some of your neighbors. Got some ladies. Yeah, I got two good lady friends. They ride with me and go with me, and I go with them. One lives there, and one lives across the street.
Yeah.
And says, it's raining. That was Sunday evening. Well, Tom, he wanted to go to church, and he told him he would come. He said, I reckon I better call him. So he telephoned. Told him he didn't reckon he wanted to come. We jaded out, and I worked pretty hard the day before, you know, moving that old house building, you know, telling you about tore down. Luella didn't care. Tom's wife didn't care too much about going. So she told carried to the fence there, and I did, and I happened to look up, and there's a pretty good-sized fig tree right there. The block wall separated, and I handed over the block wall. You know how the city are. Some of them have a fence, and this is a block wall. And I hadn't seen them years, in other words. I don't know where any of yours like that not. Them old purple figs, and it's kind of big as a lemon. Have you seen any of them old purple big ones?
No, I haven't.
No.
But you've seen them before, though, haven't you?
I've never seen a purple like that.
But we had a tree down there, and the neighbor had one, you know, and that's the first one since our neighbor. But they went out there with me after we got lined up there. When was that? Monday. After I went back over there, after Tom, you know, got up and still had on his sleepers and got in there, you know, counting all that money, you know, reading out them checks, and I got the news and read the paper. And the TV was all about these old papers, you know, and this, that, and another one, putting the man under jail or turn him loose or do something with him. I don't know. It gets monotonous. I get tired of that stuff. And I said,
it's been going so long.
She said, I thought you were going to stay and eat dinner with me. And I said, why? Well, she's had a blackout, in other words, and she's a small lady like you are. I mean, she weighs 100. Well, you weigh probably over 100. She weighs right around 100. You weigh around 100? I'd say you weigh around 100. But she says, I'm having them collard greens. Went out to a son-in-law, you know, a daughter's house, you know, that evening. He gave her, like I brought you, gave her a cup of bell pepper and gave her, I don't know, about 8 or 10 tomatoes. And she's trying to hold them in her arm, her little, and dropped one or two of them right tomatoes, and they bust, you know, and all that made her sick. Of course, that boy still had plenty of them, been eating them, you know, and had plenty of them in the house. But while she going at it, she said the A&P store there, said, I bought 3 of them, and the 3 of them cost me 30 cents. 3 little tomatoes. 30 cents for 3 little tomatoes. I said, I wasn't down it. And said, I bought one of these bell peppers. I love them. And said, I like to take the chicken salad after I get through the baked chicken. She pulled it off the bean and makes that, I guess, chicken salad. Put some kind of sauce and cut the little fruit up in it. Isn't that the way you make it? I don't know too much about that kind of cooking. And she said, I like to put it inside of a half a bell pepper. And I bought it, and it said I paid 22 cents for that bell pepper.
I can't imagine it.
But she didn't have room, and I cut and put it over the fence for her, a big old figure. And I asked the lady, and when I handed it to her, she's kind of an old lady. I guess she's 70. And she had one of those, I don't know, African, I think, I'd call that thing. I believe it's kind of a heavy-looking thing you to put on your shoulder. But she had it over her head. But she taking that piece of watermelon and said, I'm going to call a lady across the street, and a little girl over there, she'd come away. It won't hurt her to get out in the rain. And said, and she come to the door, you let her in, I want you to see her, and you give it to her, and she told me to cut it. So I got it on a kitchen, she got a kitchen table in a kitchen, and with a marble top, and she told me to cut her piece, and the other piece, that she'd try to arrange and throw some stuff out of the box, but she just liked to go out there, they had more stuff in it. Well, the refrigerator just wasn't half big enough, that's the truth of the matter. And I said, everybody said, now we get another one, they're going to get a big one, but they won't do it. They always get about the same size, about a 12 or 14, and all of them need to have an 18 foot. And a little girl, I thought a little four-year-old kid that came, I guess the age is 8, and she said she's 9. And she blonde-headed and just as pretty as a doll. That's the reason she wanted me to wait on and give her a piece of metal. So she had put the paper on it, and I had carried it and let it in the door, and told her to put one hand underneath it, and use other than balance, and then I opened the swing door. Tom said, you got it locked. But it rained, and we had both doors. The heavy door, and it's got a bolt and all on it, in other words, but my other door to put it heavy. But that was a cute little girl. Then she said, I got to make room now for the watermelon. But after I left, went on over there, then they said, let's go and pick some figs. They go on to that beach, Fernandina Beach, for 2 weeks vacation. That's her aunt. And his husband, he's a state road department man, and said they rented a cottage down there for $100 a week and had to carry the groceries, but they had the cooking stuff, in other words, there, but in the knives and stuff, but you have to carry your rations. And said they're going down there and going to stay 2 weeks. And said she called and said the fig tree.
Went
around that big fig tree.
Where'd you wind up?
And we carried two buckets and two big pans and they had them little brown figs. I reckon that's what you ordered. Your yellow brown.
See?
Yeah.
Everett get over there, no telling where he'd wind up.
No telling.
Well, they wanted me to go and thought I was going to come and go down there in the fourth, and visit with them while they're down there. They invited me.
Yeah.
Then you know what he did? I carried them watermelons and she called on the phone while I was there. And I said, tell Susie, that's her name, to come by and get a watermelon carried to the beach. I just thought Susan and her husband going over to the beach, in other words. He's a railroad man, and she has up just like you and the guy's got the old car piece. Now, well, they had two cars a piece. He had one of the little Comets. Now, it wasn't hers. It was one of those Buick Electras, I believe, her. This is a right new one. But the old car at Comet, it's several years old. It's a small-sized car. And he came by. She didn't come. He came. Well, he getting ready to go. You know how people are. Well, he had that old, I could smell it, and one of the girls did too. That old sweet-smelling gin, they call it. Lightning gin or white gin or some kind of gin. I don't know anything about alcoholic beverages. But he had a drink or two in him, and he was full of talk, but he got the watermelon. And then he told me his grandchildren were coming, and he told me to come on down, said Susie told Jane and Ray, that's because for us to come down, and spend the day with them, see? That was Monday. Well, we was at the house, but we didn't go. We went out the house to see about picking them figs, but they wasn't ready. There's woodpeckers and other kind of birds, jaybirds or something, or something. They'd gotten a few of them, but they wasn't ready. I found 8, and I believe McCurran got 9. We got 17 figs in a pretty good-sized pot with a hell of good men on the small side. Now, it's been a big one like that woman had.
You know,
I would have filled up the water bucket.
This winter is what got our feet. Is there any out there?
Well, that's what done here is, and he'd cut the limbs on the north. Well, you sure been going through your way.
Yeah.
He'd cut the limbs off of going back to the neighbor with one of those wire platted fences.
Yeah.
And had a dog neighbor did, and we went around there to look about the fig. Well, he'd come out, like he wanted to eat us up.
Yeah.
And then as I told him, I said, everybody I know we're here. I said, look across on that corner. I said, well, that's the preacher. He ain't going to say anything. I said, he's probably the one who want to know, what we're doing over here. Well, she said, it's not worrying me. And they got ready to go. They had a rose garden there. He said, I play out. They're going off a couple of weeks. I'm going to get me a couple of buds. You know what I mean? Well, that was her Aunt Susie. And it was all right for her to get them. But that man had come out to the garbage pitch, you know, on the corner there where other neighbors are. They can stop there for that. They call it the incendiary. What do they call it? It's a big thing, you know. Got a big lid and you put it in. It kind of looked kind of like a little bit bigger than one of these Goodwill industry things, in other words.
You're going to have to go ahead. And I sat down there so I wouldn't forget it.
You got some information here?
No, it was stuff we talked about. You know, what happened is, Fee, he comes over here and I have something in my mind. We got talking and then I forget it. I think what I want is some coastal up there, Everett, in that corner. Now, you wouldn't use coastal, you'd put in Pangola.
Well, I just told her that it's so many diseases and the cold, and of course, out on the hill, it may be pretty warm, or it might get cold in blazes up there. I don't know about.
I don't know. That's it.
Now, in this section here, I don't know how it affects orange trees, just like it did that fig tree, and they cut the thing back, just like yours. See, it gave your fig tree the blazes.
Pangola can't stand that, and it gets a lot of diseases.
That's right. Just like I say. And so I believe, like you say, you got the Bahia. I'd go ahead and put it in the coastal. And if later on, if you wanted to, you might have another block. Then you find out more about it, like I'm going to do. I'm going to use a cross of that, the coastal and the Pangola mixed. It got over here, the university had a pine acre on that sandy land, because my land is sandy in front of that girl's house. It's a little bit of rocky on the hill right next to her house. It's like just like your land. It's heavy land. It'll raise cabbage, beans, and make tomatoes, squash. Even that place up there make watermelon out of this world. As I told him, it'll make more than he put up on that hill where you got that thing. I believe that land will make most anything.
Yeah.
Eggplant. I believe it make eggplant.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Cucumber. I believe it make cucumber.
Yeah.
Cabbage. I believe it make cabbage. Know it would. And it's a good, look like a good piece of land. It'll hold its moisture fairly good. But over at her house, it's all sandy,
because
the corn, though the rain don't come, about 3/4 or 7/8 of the field, it'll fire.
Yeah.
It's dry land. It's peanut land. You know what the difference is peanut land? You know what it is. Peanut and tobacco land, sweet potato land. But outside of that, I said, I'm going to put it in that cross. And that kind of lightning got it over yonder, and it's doing all right. They done cut it and just sold it last year.
Well, let me tell you, Eric.
And I'm going to just try that little 10 or 11 acre block.
Can you get some from him?
He said he thought he'd get me some.
Can he get it on short notice, or you got to wait till
the... Oh, well, he can cut it, you know, anytime wanted. I told him I wanted it, you know, last July or August, you know, when before the rain of the season, during the stormy period. Now, that's when you get those dog days, and it's when you get your water and your 40 days of rain. That's what usually what it is, whenever it starts, different people are on
me.
You'd
wait
till
then rather than put it in now.
Yeah, and I'm going over and I'm going to have that boy, William boy, you know, come and, you know, chew it in with the A-frame hair. I'm going to mow it, in other words, where it won't be no big stuff on it, you know, and I'm let it, you know, be dry, not have no green humus in that to rest the grass up when I cut it in. So you got to use the roots of it just like you do the coastals you're going to plant, the root system. A lot of people say it'll come up from the morning, in other words, but I've heard Cheryl say that you better go ahead and get the roots.
For coastal.
Yeah. Now, Pangola, now it'll come up. It'll come up, you know, morning, because it's got the joint.
Can you get the roots from GP?
No, I don't think he digs into here.
No.
You'll have to get it from Ocala, from Roy Baldwin, I imagine. That's the only one I know of, best one. Leroy Baldwin, that's his name, yeah.
Leroy Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what do they do? You go down there and get it, or will they put it in for you?
Well, he'll dig it, and you go down and get it, or he did. He comes in and put my, you know, where we cut you on the side of the road? Mr. Zetrock got him to do it. Of course, he had the money, you know, to come out and pay him a check, you know, for $500,000 while you still pay him, you know, but you take a poor man like I am, of course, you able to, the fella says, go ahead and just give him a check for it and let him put it out for you. You able to do it. That's what, what's called him said you had plenty of money? Frankie Chitty. Said you was able to do it, yeah.
I'm glad Frankie thinks so.
Frankie.
That's real nice. Frankie ought to know.
Yeah, he had it, so you had everything in the world.
You know, Frankie's over here one day, and I tell you about that. And I had
some, I believe a salt block, wasn't it, or something? Yeah.
Frankie said, a rich man said he gets one at a time, had to break it two.
And you had them five or six of them.
Yeah, I had them stacked under the.
I told Eric I wanted to get a few. I bought two or three, and I noticed when I got at the house,
yeah,
it's getting kind of thin. I'm going back down to Seminole. They're cheaper than anyone I know of now.
Well, look, Eric, what I was aiming at, you know, this sounds simple, but a man got to have his hand in it. You got several things coordinated. I'd just contract with Everett to put that in for me, and he could figure on what it would cost and how much he'd need to make on it, and I'd see if I could pay it.
But I don't have the time to do it, and I don't have the big truck. I don't have the wagon. Now, if you had one of your four-wheel wagons where you could haul it,
yeah,
that's what we use, you know, with the other draft I use, and I bought them and got the hay from Johnny up on it, off 121.
Yeah.
And use a wagon. But you can use a big truck like Corkus, in other words.
Yeah.
And you use three colored women, in other words. Then, while we didn't have to pay them, you know, about 6 cents an hour, I believe, something like that. 50 or 60 cents an hour for those three women.
Yeah.
And we had a man paying him about $1 an hour, 75 cents a dollar hour, to take the pitchfork and keep, you know, pile up that way, then reach around and get it, you know, and they just scattered, you know, a little wider than a truck, I'd say scattered about 8 foot, about what one of those big A-frame harrows, you know, lighten up and just cut it in.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't let it cure out and wilt and get too dry, in other words, before we cut it, see?
Yeah.
And you put the thing in, it'd be just like hauling watermelon, just keep it in low gear, you know, and just keep moving. But that one man, he kept draft to him, and you could sow, you know, a lot of long times. Jet Rouse sold several hundred acres for Jet Rouse. He went up there on Jeanette and sold, you know, about 100, 200 acres up there for Jeanette Chitty,
mm-hmm.
Mad Henry Chitty. But that's the way we put it in then. But now and then, why, everybody's tied up, and they got more than they can do.
Yeah.
You know, with all the hay and the pastures and the building the fence. Oh, that lightning boy, he don't know I'm backing on Reagan, because I told him I didn't know how long I'm going to be gone. I told George, I said, that grass ain't going to be ready, and I plan on helping you. The lightning want me over there to help build that corral and that pen, the fig on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And this hot sun is coming up, that's the reason I didn't want to, you know, get too heavy. I didn't want to get over 160, but I'm over 160 right on. Got up to 170 one time.
Yeah, and he's,
he said he going to see it. I got the grass because he got, you see his, he got coastal now. He sold it last year. I mowed it for him. That side of the road. You see that piece?
No.
You know where he lives?
Yeah.
Yes, you go around that curve, that look on the right.
Yeah.
And it's, he saved some hay off of it.
Yeah.
Now, pretty quick. You look at it, it just sold last year,
uh-huh.
And I mowed the weeds off of him before, you know, when I was mowing my first pastures.
Yeah.
He told me while I had to go down there and just keep a count of it, and I told him, all right, well, I'm mowing over there for that man who put the fence up. And I said, and I'll come back by from down, and I'll get through down there mowing here. He wanted to mow the whole thing. That new ground too rough, and they cut me off and mowed about 15 acres. Then after wouldn't mow the new ground, then they said they'll let it stay. But they have got in the hair. Supposed to sold it in Bahia. They paid to get it sold in Bahia. But there's no Bahia there. So now in the air said that he's trying to get the man to put it in out of Cloven with more Bahia.
Well, you see, I know how to put in Bahia. I can do that. And I can make it grow. But I am at an experience with
this other grass seed.
Yeah.
That's the reason I say
and
I
don't have the help.
Well, that's another thing, you know, with it. He got a setter.
Yeah.
The Baldwin has. And I don't remember now, but Mr. Zetrob, I can tell you, you know what, but you could, you know, just call him or go down there. He's on your line. You could call him sometime, maybe talk to Leroy.
Yeah.
And if he could do it, well, he can tell you, make your price. Or if he can't, well, he might tell you another man, maybe a little fellow, someone else down at Close Town, make your price. Because as you say, you know, when you get out and get women now, you know, they're making as much money as the same. You're talking about spending money. My niece up yonder at that hospital. You talking about the government? She got a raise. You know what her raise was for? She getting $800 a month now. Well, that ain't bad money.
No.
$800 a month, that's $9,600 a year.
Yeah.
That's more money than I'm making up there. I thought I was doing pretty good, a little way to $200 a year. That ain't bad money either.
No.
But her now coming along getting $800, that's $96.
Yeah.
So she's eating me up, Noah, and I was a man, and I know I got more sense than she has. You know, and they can do both anything, to handle anything they had, any problem or do anything
well,
they want to do.
Let me tell you, Eric, if I had someone to just keep it going, I could furnish enough hands whenever, you know, I could just
Get
go
that.
Around
yeah.
and get the hands.
Yeah.
But I can't do both, you see. I can't,
right.
you know,
well,
do the thinking and picking up and organizing.
If you get it organized and get your grass lined up, they can dig it right. Like you say, you might can haul it on.
But I can't do that.
But I mean, it'll maybe get Corky. He's been helping you get that big water.
I can't depend on Corky.
On a Saturday.
He don't know himself which end is up.
It'll take that truck and go down and load it down, just like we did with the Pangola. Now, we mowed it and mowed it, loaded on that green, and you kept a man that'll load it back, and you can do the roots the same thing, you see.
Yeah.
Let them scatter the roots rather than scatter the. The nuclear on the on the other, you know, Pangola.
Now, if you was if you were cutting it in, you'd want to cut it with an A-frame.
You mean yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you were cutting the
If you got a good size tandem, or you cut it, and you know, like yours, I believe that in yours to cut it. After you got it, you know, land in good shape, yeah, it'll cut it.
We'll cut it down in there.
Yeah.
And won't push it back out or anything.
No, I don't think it will. Don't believe it'll dig it out.
Well, you do it. Just sort of halfway straighten it?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So it wasn't cut.
Half set it, and to tell me, a GP said the way they done with the ranch, with that crisscross, which would be a good thing than anything. Of course, that's something else got to have a tool. Now, he's got one. That William boy, Jack Williams, Packer.
Yeah.
You know, that heavy Packer, you know, with all them tires on it, you don't come right along behind that A-frame.
Yeah.
And it gets about half open, and that Packer kind of level your ground and hold it down, you know, where it'll take root, see?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what he had, they had him to do it over. Well, they gave me, you know, 300 or 400 acres of land to fix, you know, for your rye and stuff every year. Then, you know, hire it done, you know, cut and plant it cheaper than they can, you know, furnish the tractor and the men know and do it themselves, which is right.
Yeah.
But I imagine a little water, of course, that setup he got, it uses. You don't need any of that pack of set apart, no way.
You notice
but
that
on
little pack I got out there in the
field?
Well, now, that's not like what this boy got.
No.
But it'll do it right smart.
It'll do quite a bit, but it wouldn't take too big of a strip. But what I believe...
It'll take a bigger strip than you could handle. That thing is, God almighty, that's 10 foot wide.
That's a cedar.
Yeah.
The pack.
Yeah.
Man, if you got your land in pretty good shape, it'll do a project. That's cedar like to plant pack your bahia with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as heavy as the other,
that's
but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's about 8 to 10 feet wide too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wide. Yeah. Too wide.
Yeah.
Be better once
that's
wide.
Right. It's wider than really what the one, you know, with a little box on it that I had, you know.
Yeah.
It was about 8. About as wide as McCray, about like his box is on that A-frame, about 8 feet, I imagine what it was.
Yeah.
But it'd be good.
Yeah.
That's all you need. But
if
I did, get some way to scatter it, either off of
Now, I still can't break it. I'm not going up there with these 18-inch bottom plows and fool around with it. They're messy. They dig up the place.
Yeah.
You
might get him to do it. He's got all kind of equipment, in other words.
You get ruts every which way you turn.
He might.
Now, if it's out in the field, it's all right. But up there,
he might fix the land for you. You know, at whatever.
Well,
about $3 an acre or something like that. That's cheap, and you can do it, isn't it? $3 an acre.
But he'd have to have 50 or 100 acres for you.
Well, I mean, with the grass, sowing and all, you know, just do the whole operation, see?
They won't do it. It's that small amount. You see, there was a man up at Brooker last winter who would do it, but the least he'd fool with was 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'd bring it down and scatter it and cut it in for $20 an acre.
He would. That is roots. Yeah. Well, that's reasonable enough.
That's reasonable enough.
And I told Zippy, in other words, that...
But see, I didn't have it 5 acres. And that's all in the world I need.
But I don't know what Baldwin would charge and what he'd charge Mr. Zetterau.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a lot of money, but you get to figure another way now what are you going to do at. So
that's right.
The only thing is, if he just anybody who that would come for 5 acres.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a deal.
Yeah, I don't mind paying him, you know, what it's covering. But
well, if you talk to him, though, I want to get mine if you do it now. I've got 10 acres. And then maybe somebody else may want 4 or 5 acres in the neighborhood, you know.
And
let him do the whole work. That'd give him, you know, a day or two work. But you know what I mean? Just like I tell old Doc, he'd want me to come over and mow, you know, a couple of acres, in other words. And it's worth more to carry the blooming tractor in the mow over there. $4,000 worth of equipment, you know, 5 miles over there to do, you know, $7 worth of work. I say, what's $7? Me to get on there and drive it and the fuel and burn the rub off the hard road. And going over there for that many acres. That's the reason I told that doctor. He said, well, he said, you cut it once before. He said, I don't know. I believe it's 10, 12, 14 acres. I said, well, that does very well. That'll give me, you know, nearly a day's work, in other words. And I said, I'll go, in other words, see. But you can't go over there, in other words, and do it.
I still can't understand how Willie could.
Go over there in 3 days. Well,
over there at Troy Pond and that's ride the tractor back. And then ride it over there again?
That's Willie for you. With that little Ford lift type, you know, Harrow thing that he got. Willie got a tractor. You seen his machine?
Yeah.
Willie got a big machine over there.
Yeah.
You seen it, hasn't it? It looked like a wheelbar.
Yeah.
And he made a corn crop with that devil thing.
Yeah.
It's out of Chama, same breed as yours and mine.
Yeah.
But it's one of them funny looking things. You don't see many of them now.
Yeah. But now on this other out here, now you wouldn't fool with it now. You just mow it down within 2 inches. Not mow it for hay.
No, I'd mow it down, I'd say 4 inches.
Oh.
Just get the tops off of that thing. That's all. That stuff is there, it's going to stew.
Yeah.
That stuff ain't dead. It just got a little ripe, you know, wasn't that little
shooting
of it. And no hay to that.
Yeah.
But you cut it down, I'd say 4 inches.
And then
you cut all that stuff in that little stem, and it don't mount to anything. It takes, you know, a million or 2 million of them to make a half a bale of hay.
And then let.
But you got to get a little bit of growth underneath that to stool out before you get any tonnage in hay.
What are you talking about now?
No,
we're talking about this. It's hay. Then you put that 150 pounds of 33 and a half. Nitrogen or something. If he don't have anybody in the neighborhood, over here where it does mine, he comes over for a small amount.
Who's that?
Old Smith from
Pete Smith.
Yeah, Pete Smith.
Now he's at Citra.
Yeah, Pete's the one that does mine. I saw him at rest the other day, and he said never warned him. I come on. I got about 10, either 15 acres I want you to put out. I'll let you know how much to bring and what analysis I want. See, I want the fertilizer first from Pangola. I want a pretty good analysis of...
You don't want just the liquid stuff?
Not now. No. I want the analysis.
Yeah. No.
You got to cut it one time, but I'm just going to cut my Pangola one time.
Yeah.
That's all I cut it last year.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, get the analysis, in other words, then the 3 to 5 weeks before I cut it, I'll just put a little sweetening there, you see, to boost it.
And, I tell you, I've been
using... I'll cut 100 to 125 bales an acre.
I've been using this...
That's 3 ton. I cut 3 ton per acre, and that'll be enough to do me at one field.
The man at Seminole told me, I told him the 10-10-10, I didn't need all that potash and all, and I could use a little more nitrogen, and he said... And he sent me a 15-5-10.
Well, he put the knife on you to begin with, then. Well, that's all right for you. You gonna mow it, yeah.
That's better than all that potash.
Well, all you need to do after that is I'd mow that thing down about 4 inches and go in and give it, say, 100 pounds. If you got 15 on it, just mowed that one time. You get the rain now, it ain't ever got all that.
No, it's not all of
you
that.
Still got a lot of that stuff underneath there.
Yeah. You see, I put out...
After you mow it, all I do is just put the...
I put around 400 pounds of 10-10-10 over there, and then two bags of the ammonium nitrate.
There you are.
That's already on it.
Yeah, that's what I say. Well, I come back now with hydroammonia, either that 33 and a third nitrogen, two barrel carburetor stuff to call it, and put 100 pound lid on there. And after you mow that stuff down and chew it up, it'll do something.
You'd put on what? 100 pounds of what?
The 33 and a third, either get the peat. If you'd come for that small amount, let him bring the liquid, in other words. Then it'll go ahead and go to whack.
Yeah.
And you cut the thing, in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But what you need is one of those chew up them few weeds and chew that grass up, not let it sour and lay over there, on top of it.
But let it cut it down.
Yeah.
And not, but you don't need to cut it low.
You don't need to cut it all that low. No.
All that low.
Four inches of it, I'll get it where it'll stool.
Yeah.
You know what stooling is from rye? And when you take this millet stuff, we found out, we mow it, it done so much better than the cows. Well, that's what it is. It's more nutrient value, as I'm telling you. If you had one of them other kind, it chew off all that stuff, it'd be a fertilizer.
Yeah.
On these other pastures, you're not going to save no hay.
Yeah.
Then your cow would get more nutrient value out of 1 acre than it would, 4 acres.
Yeah.
Do the cow more good on 1 acre than it would be to put them on 4.
I don't need either one of those over there for grazing.
But there, as I say, you'd save that for hay, but I mean these others here, to swap them back and forth, like where you mowed that bottom and these other pepper weed and the dog fennel you showed me up on where the cows are grazing now. If you knock that kind of down and chew that stuff up, it'll be the same as fertilizer.
Yeah.
And keep them out of it, like I'm doing mine. If I mow side of the road, I'll have them out of there now for about 3 or 4 weeks because they got more grass than these. I got enough grass for 4 times the cow I've got.
Yeah.
In fact, that other place over there, not but about 15 head over there, and it's 26 acres. And it's good, really good stuff. And I need some more cows over there. But I just got them, some heifer of the order. Got some replacement heifer over there just a year old. I won't breed them until about the 1st of January. I'm going to breed my heifer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go by no sign, nothing now. I'm going to breed them about the 1st of January. Yeah.
Well, what sort of sign would you go by on this coastal?
You mean about sowing it?
Uh-huh.
Anytime. Okay. Now until... I don't know what I want to sow too much in September.
No.
But July and next 2 months. This month and next month.
Yeah. July and half August.
Yeah, July and that's right. Give it a chance to get rooted, it'll go in other words, like Lightner says, they planted, last year at Cross.
Yeah.
And they done mowed some hay off of it.
Well,
they did that, just checked, the university. Old Dr. York and Dr. Coon and one or two more of them. Warnock, I believe one of them named Warnock. You know any of them fellas? You heard of them, haven't you?
I just heard of them.
But there's a gang of them. There's more of them up there than they need to have on the payroll because I just named a few, It takes, $700,000 to pay them off a year. It's the money they make.
They make it.
But they're smart fellas, but they do all the checking. But a lot of them, you hear them talk, they're not quite as smart as you think they would be. That's the truth.
Well,
I may not be knowing anything, and I'm not supposed to be a smart aleck, and I don't have too much of the book learning like all of them. But the actual experience, I'm get out there and do a lot better than them people have, and they done got all kind of PhD, LLD, and TDD, and everything else on the diploma. And I told that boy the other day, I'd offer the job, with this new unit up in the university on that Bivin Don. You heard of that. And he said, but Uncle Larry said they didn't want to start off about $8,000-$9,000 a year. That's all they want to start off at. I said, well, son, I says, you got that piece of paper, in other words, and what you want to start off, $20,000? He said, well, he says, I figured that's about right, and I hope it. I had an interview with Disneyland, and I got my letter the other day in the main office in California, and they're building this thing in South Florida, $1 trillion deal going on down there near Orlando.
Yeah.
I ain't been down there. A lot of people have seen it. And he says, I got to be down there with them. They will have an interview with me in October, but I got to have bread for the wife and kids.
Yeah, in the meantime.
Well, they got two children, one just, 3 months old. Well, she had to quit, after seven months, I'll let you work now, in other words. So she had to quit her job at the medical center. She's making about $80 or $90 a week. She had to quit, and she's buying the ration. And he got the GI bill on 30 years to pay back. And it got out, and he had to get out of the house, in other words, down there for some of them other students to get in, you know, after he got his diploma in that box, you know, about this long.
Yeah.
And he got it. He showed it to him. Then on top of that, he says that they gave me a pretty good inkling that Steve Spurrier with this, you've heard of that, and the Spurrier.
Help.
Yeah. Some of this wobbling on these belts and all this machine, riding a bicycle, you know. He's one of the main ones that's on the ticket. That picture, you seen the picture in the paper? He's one of them three of taking the pictures in the Gainesville Sun.
Yeah.
This nephew of mine is one of those boys. Yeah, he's one of the ones. Said, that looks like a pretty good deal. Well, they're putting up them things, you know, everywhere now. It's just a fad, in other words, and it's a going thing. And that's what he's trained in, and he'll make good at it. What you call advertising, and he got his degree in advertising, and what's that other? Not marketing. Public relations.
Public relations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Public relations is the thing that counts now. Yeah. You got to sling the most bull while you get more gun, in other words. And that's what they're doing. You see Steve Perry doing it. I look at Disneyland down there. That's something other. It's up in the figure, no more than the zero you can read. It's Frankie talking about some people playing that little card game, more number than he could even think about.
That's right.
And he didn't want to be taxed with the brains he had got. No, see what I think that Willie's trouble, in other words. And, but Willie, you know, if he didn't know, why didn't he see somebody, in other words? Tom told me. I didn't show you everything. Let me show you. I got to go in about 10 minutes. Well, why didn't he give him a seat? It was wild. You can't do anything with a seat like he gives at him. You got your last alone, didn't you? There's the thing that Willie gave him now.
Cemetery fun.
Yeah.
That would be chitty.
And see the date on it now, and he gave the money to me to give to him last year. Last year was 19, he was down in the summer,
yeah.
And they just started the thing.
Yeah.
And that's when Tom says, you on the committee? I said, yeah, but I got them all. He said, you want me to give your check to you? I said, no, don't give it to me. Right to the Flemington Cemetery Fund.
Yeah.
And see that name underneath there?
Yeah.
That's P. Chitty?
Yeah.
He's ahead of it. He's keeping a record of it. See?
And he gave you credit for 71.
That's right. That's this year. That's when he mailed it. So Tom told me, which is right. He mailed this thing, you know, just the other day for last year. Well, why didn't they make this receipt? That's a good receipt, in other words, but that's for this year. He paid it last year. Time to pay it again now,
time
you see.
Time to pay it again.
Well, they sent him a big, you know, typewritten letter like you had this year, information written here. Typewritten letter, I guess Catherine fixed it out.
Yeah.
And it's time to, you know, come across again. See? And Tom said before he gets in his father, in other words, he's willing to pay the $5 because it won't cost him anything. And but he would like to have room, and he got the right address. It will send him this, you see. Please fill out a return for record, see? Thank you. Well, that's all right for the record. And Tom says, then to come back, he can tell him, you know, getting. Chuck with W.P. Chitty. But this receipt here ain't no good for last year. This receipt good for this year. And he said, ask him how to pay him for this year. Said, maybe I done paid him. But last year I paid you.
Yeah.
And he didn't get no receipt last year. But he said,
did
ask
you
Willie.
You pay your dues twice for a year?
Yeah, I've done that kind of good.
Too.
I did that with the Farm Bureau one year.
I did it for the Cattlemen Association or something.
You did. Well, the Farm Bureau is simple as that, in other words. And I told somebody, I said, well, I says, I don't know whether y'all going to give me money back or not. But I said, next time I have one at dinner, I guess I better catch two or three of my friends and set them up, you know, on a free dinner to pay for that $15, I believe, now. You remember that now?
Yeah.
$15 now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
you know, there's a lot of those things a fella can blow
you don't care about looking at it.
I saw.
You saw them both. But, you know, records and bookkeeping is a point in it. Now, his daughter's a high school graduate and married his dog boy.
That's right.
And she can type, in other words, and she can do, she typed it here and she typed the letter.
She can do anything.
Yeah. Catherine's real smart.
Oh, Lord.
And that could be $500 as well as $5.
That's right. Sure it could.
I mean, it'd be all the same.
That's right. Same thing. But he wants to, is for this year. He paid it last year. Gave me the money. And he said, ask him maybe this is the season for this year. But
let me tell you.
They made an error in putting the date down. And I said, put 70. You know, he didn't remember what time it was last year he gave it to me. But I know he gave it to me. He's down there to see me. And he told me, rather than mail it, why, me to go ahead. Say, you paid yours? No, I'm going to pay it.
Who is old man Smoke over at...
He's not an old man. He's just about... He's older than my brother. Older brother. He's 70 years old.
The old man died, and this is his boy.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Now, he's an old man. Furman, he's an old fella.
Yeah.
But Harry, and they call him Old Man Smoke once in a while now, but he's not old.
Yeah.
Old Harry's still pretty young. They say he's young. Now, he still had a lady friend to come to see him, so...
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe he's going to get him one.
Well, now tell me.
Well, that's his business if he wants to get another wife in that house there on the corner.
Yeah. Well, tell me about him. Did he use to farm or something?
Yeah. He used to farm a little cotton work. And he had 40 acres back there in a hammock, and he sold it to L.K. Edwards. Joe Lee wanted to buy it, but he sold it to L.K. Got $8,000 for it.
Yeah.
And L.K., you know, got, a good bit of money out of timber. But he didn't get no. He gave it away, in other words.
Yeah.
That's $200 an acre, isn't it?
Yeah. And
he was back in the woods, but Joe would have given him, I reckon, twice that, you know, and sold $200 worth of acre timber, I reckon, worth of timber off the acre.
But he wouldn't sell it to Joe.
Well,
now tell me why is that?
I can't understand it. It'd be the thing I say, Mr. Miles.
Well, let me tell you, I've run across that same thing. I told you about that one time. You take old man Christian. You see, he was here for a long time.
Yeah,
and everybody in this country worked for him.
Yeah.
Owed him money.
Yeah.
And they had all worked for him when they wouldn't work for anybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, you explain that to me.
I can't understand. Just like old home, they worked for Zetrow, and I try to get one of them. I can't get one of them. Niggas work for me. But they worked for Zetrow.
Yeah.
And Zetrow won't do as much as them, because one of them got in jail, just like that nigga was in jail.
Yeah.
Nigga got in jail while he called me, and I went to his barn, $150. And he didn't have nothing, his daddy didn't have nothing. And even the old daddy wanted to give me a mortgage on the, they owned the house and about 10, 20 acres of land. This tent we put up another week,
yeah.
You know, takes in another, I reckon it's 40 feet from him to the end of this walkway here. And them people land, but $150. I didn't care about a mortgage on the land. I said, the nigga's working. He's working for me. And I said, he can pay it out. And I said, I'll just take $5 a week out of his pay until he paid me $150 back. And wouldn't charge him any interest. Well, he's an old fellow. His daddy, you know, he's dead now. But shoot, he's 90 years old. And he's the one that wanted to do that. Because he had the place within his name. He had jurisdiction over it. But he didn't think that I would, you know, go with his boys, because the boy hadn't been in no trouble, and he was going crazy, and he was in the war, in other words, and that's what shook him up. He got shell-shocked, you know, and his mind isn't exactly straight, but he's a good worker. That's the reason Joe liked him. You can work the devil out of him, he won't say nothing, and he's a pretty good worker. He looks slow, but he'll do anything.
Yeah.
As Joe said, he hadn't had a job. He'd wait a pond out, John, you know, and you get there a minute out of going to pond work. You won't do it. That boy told me he couldn't get nobody to hook the chain on them logs in a little swamp down there. They're afraid of darn rattlesnakes and everything else.
Yeah.
And he told him there wasn't no rattlesnake in the pond. Well, it's moccasin, alligators, and all that stuff. Just an excuse to not go in that water.
Yeah.
But J.C. would do it, so he worked with him until it paid out. And now and then, why, he remembered every once in a while. We saw him the other day, we had to go down, brother did the, got me to go down and get some tires for him, seven Roebuck. You buy three and they give you one.
Yeah.
And he was down and he saw it. He was mind melted, in other words. But he stuttered a little bit. He stuttered.
Yeah.
That's the one that Joe Lee said, call him. Well, he likes Joe. And Joe told him, no.
Well, now, where did he live, that nigga?
You know, where did we put the new fence up?
Yeah.
Right, this corner of it, you turn to the left, the second house.
Well, now, how'd you get that? Was this? What is his name? He used to work down at Wynn's. That morning I stopped there and spoke to you?
Where is the boy?
No.
Oh, the colored man? Mickens.
Mickens.
He lived right there on the corner. Yeah. I've been knowing him all my life. He got some age on him.
Was he helping? Retired.
Yeah, he's working. Yeah, he helped to build a fence. He's helped me a good deal. He's used to help me cut watermelon, and he and I were going to cut back of the watermelon.
Yeah.
And Becky's going to pay us the same thing we're getting on the fence row. You know, of course, it's work, $2.50 an hour. That's what March and I won't get, but March on the fence, but he ain't getting that. He only paid him $1.75 an hour.
Yeah.
But Becker was going to pay him, and he and I were going and cut the watermelon with Becker.
And
but
he can do that.
No, he turned it over to a man contractor and let him cut them and haul them and everything. I told him I didn't have the truck. I done sold the truck. And I said, you got two trucks. Why don't you use your truck to haul them with? Well, he said, I'll sell you one of mine in a night. How much? He said, $600. I said, it ain't good as the one I sold a cookie for $200. And what I told him. Old International had. I said, it's not as good as the one I sold for two. And I said, I don't need no truck. I'd have kept mine if I'd have wanted it. So I wasn't even interested. I didn't even go to the field and look at them and see whether they're ready to cut. March said, I haven't either. We'd do something else. So we come on back. We working on our job. That came colored man worked for Christian.
Yeah.
And he knows you. He said he made this crop. He come through here every day.
Yeah. I back then talked to him.
Yeah.
And we fought eating the melons, you know, the
coons.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we fought them for months.
But he said they made a crop of a good land back then, made a crop of melons.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a good farmer, successful farmer.
Yeah.
And he handled labor and stuff for wind now for a long while.
Yeah. You know what's a shame? Because they can do everything, and they're nice to work with.
That's right.
You just hate to see them sort of weakened, don't you?
That's right. You surely do. But he's 73 years old. But he about quit working, except he does a little job, you know, a few yard jobs. He had a job over on it. He said he would go back and help that lady. But said Gypsy didn't do it just right, but he would go back and help her around the yard. Now, he's wonderful. And trimming shrubbery, and if you look at that bush in his yard,
oh, no.
I want you and your wife to look at it. You know where you turn in the go through bus lot there, you know, where all them houses are.
Yeah.
Well, I got a piece of property up there on this side. And on up further is the voting booth, you know. My land I lease, you know, runs out to the road on it, where Willie lives. But back this way, where the road turned to the left, and right on the right is where that colored boy lives. That's the house I want you and your wife to look at, is that shrubbery that he keeps trimmed in the yard. Yeah, that's where March lives.
Yeah.
Nigga went up him.
Yeah.
And Aria lives, you know, on a concrete blockhouse on that railroad come through.
Yeah.
And my mother's old place is across the road from there.
Yeah.
Where my mother used to own. No, my brother owned it one time, Ernest.
Yeah.
When it's working down at the state.
Yeah.
And two other colored people live on that side of the road. But Mark lived right across. And all you have to do is just pull off the road or pull that. It'd be best to pull off the road in front of his house. He's there and just tell him you want to look at that shrub that I told him about.
Yeah.
That tree in front of the yard. He keeps it trimmed. He keeps the arborvitae and everything. But this thing kind of like a cedar tree, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he worked over at Mid-Bedford, a millionaire. But where he got experience, I'll tell you this and I'm going. Marjorie Kenning Rawlings. You remember her writing a book or yelling.
Yeah.
You probably read it. And the university got it now, in other words.
Yeah.
He worked for them for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And she gave him a pickup truck. Yeah. And Rawlings did. And he did all that shrubbing, all that work for her over there. Yard work and little garden work, you know, and that. And they treated him, you know, kind of like a, not as a slave, but to give him everything and looked after him. And she gave him that truck. And of course, she had, you know, had plenty of money on in the bank. And you know, she died, she had plenty, but she made a will or estate. You know, and the university finally got it somehow now. I don't know what the deal is. But he did all that work. That's where he got the experience of all that stuff. But that's a beautiful thing. Now he gets loose, he could help you, might get him to do a little something other for you. But if you need him, I get kind of caught up. I can.
Well, you see, the trouble is, I can do the.
As I say,
I can do the helping. I need somebody just to, you know, just to make the arrangements. That's what I can't do.
But,
see, I don't.
You make the call and see what you're doing, I'll talk with you some more.
All right.
And it may be, in other words, that I may, you know, go ahead and, like you, put in the same thing you do, and they might get the old grass the same way and get somebody else who wants a little place, 5 acres, in other words. See, I got 10.
Yeah.
And I'd give the, you know, the money for it, $200. If Baldwin don't want to come up that little bit, we'll pay him, and that's reasonable enough, I think, to get the thing, you know, right.
Yeah.
But you see what you can do. Now, GPA won't give the grass to me, but time I go over and haul it and get it and fix it myself, it'll cost me the other day. Like I'm telling you about getting somebody to fix your land. You can hire it done better than you can do it yourself if you don't have the power to do it with. Don't you see it that way?
Well...
Unless you're not doing nothing, and sitting on your can and want to, you know, make several trips, like you're talking about, it take 2 days rather than one.
I don't figure the trouble of it. I don't mind the trouble of it or the work of it. But see, I don't work with these fellas enough to keep in touch with them.
I don't either. Not, you mean leave me and we talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I don't either, in other words, but I know he's done it. Is that right? And I knew him, in other words, but I sold my own, I sold the other, but time changed. I couldn't do it.
You're in touch with all of them off and
but,
on.
But if you want me to, I'll check with him when I go to Ocala.
Yeah.
I can pull in there and see him and see what he said. And, you know, you can do so much better than you can, you know, on the telephone or writing a man or something.
Yeah.
You talk to face to face. You know what I mean.
Well,
I can do better, and you can too. I imagine I always felt like I, you know, come to better understanding.
Yeah, I think so too. But he can line it out to you. You see on the telephone.
But it may be.
Well, actually, you see, you know what they do.
But that boy with him, now Jiffy says, of course, I've done a lot for him. In other words, he said it's not gonna cost me anything for the grass. He gonna give that to me. But as I told him, well, I have to see. Now you use that over yonder. You use that man across the road. I knew him. Use his manure spreader.
Yeah, that's it.
Put it out with.
Need.
But he done gone, you know, that man had run him out or something, and it's somebody else he got. You know, they buy these places and resell them. And he says, well, you'll have to see somebody else got a manure spreader. I said, I don't know if anybody got one. Whitehurst, he got him, but I'd hate to go up there with big man Whitehurst to buy a manure spreader to put it out. He got one or two of them on the shed.
Well, let me tell you what you do. You see, if you sort of divide it up, that would help. You know, what has been on my mind all this time, I've told you this, I need a little flatbed trailer that's not too heavy that I can't pull, that'll pull a tractor or a manure spreader, and I don't want to pull a Caterpillar or a tractor or anything like that.
No, that's right.
And you see, what you do, you say, well, this man down here at Bedford's has got a manure spreader. And then you get to thinking how long it would take you to pull it up here.
Yeah.
And you got something to pull it on. You can pull it 50 miles an hour.
That's right, yeah.
And you got, and you don't, in no trouble to load it.
No.
You see them little flatbeds.
That's right. Yeah.
You can put a little track up on there, and you can pull something up there with a come along or
well, this thing
going.
That the horse man said, GP said, you pull it just like you do one of these fertilizer ammonia things. It got big tires on it, and you take the thing out of the gear. It uses sprockets, you know, on the gear. The gear turns the belt. Your power takeoff don't turn that thing. It's like they bar from that man. The wheel turn it.
Yeah.
Just like your wheel, you know, turn your little cedar. It's got enough weight on it, you know what? Until it'll spring the cog, you know, and you have to ease that stuff out and drop it, and you just keep moving on it. It'll bring it out, and it'll fall, you know, like Ben coming out of a trough, out of an elevator trough, in other words.
Yeah.
But he says, them people done gone, and they didn't know whether they sold the thing to the people that bought the place, or whether they sold all the equipment and material, in other words, before they left. But,
you know, I've been
I said, I want you to check, in other words, and I'll see you when I come back, and we'll see. Of course, I reckon I'll be over there, in other words, with that old thing when I get through with this. So.
Well, now you see what we ought to do, get together on that, because I don't mind using telephone. And you can do a lot of groundwork on the telephone.
That's right.
And then when it comes to the business.
Well, then we, you know, let them know when we're right. That's right. Well, let's do that.
I've been all over the country looking for a little piece of equipment. I'm telling you, you can, that's a wild goose chase.
Yeah,
when whenever you locate what they're telling you about, it's been sitting there rusting for a year or two.
That's right.
And it's discouraging.
That's right.
Sitting out in the rain and
rotting. Yeah, run, just like you said, you know, about truck in there, would it? Old truck put in the check, but the body would be rotted off in a year.
You take that truck, you see, you've had it under that shed ever since 1950.
47, 48, and it's been, not used in about 5 or 6 years. It hadn't been used. It'd been under that shed.
Yeah.
And get it out, and he'd limb that motor up, in other words. Well, you know it's been a long while, and I think you can't
clean it. But now that wood would last forever if you keep it out of the weather.
Yeah. That's what
Now, what is it? That wood, now you take
this. It's hard pine, just like this house in Billada.
Yeah. But you take this hard pine, put it out in the weather, and it'll go right away.
Termites will get in, and in a month's time, you won't have it.
In the I don't understand that.
I don't either. Chill it down. Well, I'll check. And I'll go down now, I'll check, and like you say, it's back a little rain, and it may be, and I might, change and put in the other. But it may be, in other words, that he might let you have the grass over on him. Might be able to get something to haul it with, haul it on, get a wagon. I believe that Johnny would let me have one of them wagons to haul it on, four-wheel, wagon. A jippy, he'd let me have his wagon to haul it on. That's right, I forgot about it. I use it for corn, he got two of them. And one of them is a fifth wheel job. You can make 100 miles an hour, and it'll stay right behind it.
Yeah.
Your automobile, a pickup, or whatnot.
Yeah.
And you get it on the road, put it out of the field, load that grass, get it on the road, while my pickup will pull it. They pull 2 tons of corn.
Yeah.
And I don't believe it'd be over 2 tons of that roots of that grass. Do you?
Your pickup pull that much?
Pull 2 tons of corn on the highway. And if you get it on the road, it would pull 2 wagons.
Yeah.
You get to a hill, it'll change gear. You don't have to go in a different gear. But if you put it with a tractor, it'd be the same thing.
You don't load it down that much, though, do you?
Yeah, load it. That's the reason I busted that inner tube, with the potatoes. I had about 2,800 pounds of potato, ice potatoes on it.
Yeah.
But I had to pour them out in the wood, and I said, I'm going to bring them in.
Are you as bad as Kelly Pardee?
No.
I'm telling you, he'll get it out of a piece of equipment.
He will.
I tell you.
Did you see him the other day and get a vegetable and he had that thing loaded? He had so much weight on it until it had the tire half flat and they're making a racket on the load. Ava said, isn't that something? I love Dotson. He got springs on it. Now it'll hold really much or more weight than mine will.
Yeah.
And he's putting it on that too, brother.
But the tires are flat halfway.
That's right. And they're making a racket. And he's going to be like Willie, and he busted one or two of them, while he's going to change the tire and the wheel. But the Chitty, your buddy, Willie Chitty.
Yeah.
Willie's going to learn it. I told him, I said, the idea of getting him an old tire. Well, you go ahead and give him an extra $5 or $10 more and have him put it.